Being together, you know, we've been together I think a little bit over a month, no? So welcome back, Shosar Rav. Thank you, Dr. Ilan, for opening our hearts and souls. It's been a rough, it's been a tough week for Klai Yisrael. Turning on your phone Motzei Shabbos was definitely hard. Today Yom HaZikaron, it was not an easy day for a lot of Jews. I thought it would be very apropos to talk a little bit about Avos Yisrael and try to connect a little bit to Sfira, to the Parsha, to the whole Yontif, Yom HaTzmut, the whole thing. First, let's start off with a quote. So tonight is the Yartzev of the Beis Halevi. So you think you're coming to Nagunim Chassidus class, but you don't know that we also call the Beis Halevi is Yartzev tonight. The Maisa goes, Beis Halevi's father was Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim used to say, People think that I'm such a goyin, I'm such a great tzaddik because I give people money. They come to my house, I give them money. But he said, my father, the Beis Halevi, he would roam the streets looking for opportunities to give. He says, I'm okay. But my father used to go look for opportunities. He was living with that kol yichven yesev yechol. That those words that we start off with our gada, that was everything. And he said, the Rav Chaim Bresker said himself, he said that someone who closes his Gemara to do a chesed, his Gemara is still open. Someone who closes his Gemara to do a chesed, his Gemara is still open. But someone who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is closed. So the whole talk tonight that I want to talk, let's try to analyze that quote. It's a good quote. So the close of my Rebbe, it doesn't say what year he said this, but he writes in the pasuk says in the parsha on the first page, Chochich Tochichas Amisecha. A person has the mitzvah to give rebuke to your friend. When someone's doing something wrong, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to tell your friend, hello, you're doing something wrong. We all know the Gemara tells us that just like there's a mitzvah of Tochacha to say something, there's also a mitzvah to not say something. That if you know someone that someone's not going to hear, something's not, someone's ears, their channel isn't open, the mitzvah of Tochacha is to not say something. Like they say by Rosh Omer Feifeld, Rav Hanan Rosh Yeshiva of Shayashev, someone did something wrong, and he didn't say, for 3 years he held it back. 3 years, and then he said something to a student, something, I forgot what it was, and he said, Rebbe, why don't you tell me? He said, "You didn't have the antenna to hear. You didn't have the ears yet to hear. The mitzvah didn't apply. The mitzvah for you right now is not say anything. Then I said something. When I thought you were able to hear it." But says the clause of Rebbe in the second line, "Ach milchsa pshita." The first thing first by the mitzvah tochacha, "Sha tochacha tzricha yos bechemla mitoch avas reel, lo chas shom mitoch kas v'alide meriva." He says, first things first. Anytime you come to the mitzvah of rebuke, telling someone they did something wrong, it's got to come from a place of love and sensitivity and care. If it comes from a place of anger, of sadness, or depression, or an argument, you're just acting on your emotions. You're not acting with the mitzvah. You could hide behind the mitzvah, but you're not doing the mitzvah. And the whole four pages over here, he has the same yisod. He says, what's the whole inyan of the mitzvah Torahcha? So I thought I would bring a story from last year. Last year we had this chus to study majits. It's actually Yisa Bracha's Yartzeit also tonight. The Yisa Bracha. So his great-great-great-grandfather was Rabbi Chaskel of Kushmir. I think his Torah over here will connect back to the Tochacha, which connects to the Parsha. The Pasuk says, "V'ahavta to l'derecha kamocha ani Hashem." You should love your friend like yourself, I am God. Before we get to Rabbi Chaskel of Kushmir, there's a Torah from getting a little off track here, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. That's usually what happens. The Darchei Musar of Petach Tikva, now we're getting to a little Yom Atzmudish. Petach Tikva of Yaakov Naiman, beautiful sefer. So he writes, why in the Torah does it say Ani Hashem? Just say V'avta l'derecha kamocha. You love your friend like yourself. What is it? Ani Hashem, I'm God. Ani Hashem is the rest of the Torah too. What's Ani Hashem? And he writes over here, and this is the Klausenberger, and this is the Chesel Kushmer, and this is the same Yisod by Yaakov Naiman. He says, when you love Jews, and you show care and sensitivity to our fellow brothers and sisters, who also are you showing love to? To their bonus shom. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's what Rabbi Kiva meant. Amar Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Chaskel of Kushmir, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zek Klal God B'Torah. Rabbi Kiva says, this is a great rule in Torah. You should love your friend like yourself. Love your friend like yourself, that is a great rule. Says the Rabbi Chaskel of Kushmir, a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know what how you're learning Torah is? What's the litmus test of your learning? How do you know what your learning is? He says, one way. Look at your Avos Yisrael. If you go to a shir, and you go to a Dvar Torah, and you're learning a sefer, and your sensitivity and your care and kindness is raised, it means your Torah was lishma. Your Torah was sincere. Your Torah was genuine. But if it does not raise your Avos Yisrael, it only raises your moach. It doesn't raise your lev. It doesn't raise your heart. It wasn't Torah. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, Zeklal God B'Torah. What does it mean, Zeklal God B'Torah? If you want to know how your Torah is, look at your care and sensitivity. When you turn on your phone, Motzei Shabbos, was it just like, okay, 150 rockets? Or like, No, it's my brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Ha'atzmaut, Hallel, no Hallel, who cares? Who cares? We're one family. I was talking about this with the kids. I said, Rabbi, this is Rabbi Akiva's main Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Yeshiva Boys Choir made this very famous because they made that Zeh Klal Gadol. I love that song. Some songs, like, it hurts my ears, but that song is beautiful. How could Rabbi Akiva have this Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah and then Gemara and Yevamah says 24,000 students? Done. Shelo Nogu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. That's not for now. That's like a whole shiur on this. Maybe Rabbi Goldberg can tell us. I thought maybe he said this after. He learned after. I don't know. Huh?
The clock over was after he buried all the students.
After. He said it after.
That was the tochacha.
And he said it after.
That was his takeaway. Was, wow. The clock over was
there. That's got to be the Metzias. No, if your Rebbe says it your entire life, they would never have been there.
Exactly the same thing, right? They were learning, but they didn't show Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. Right, that's not Av. They don't have Av.
Right, it didn't manifest. It only manifested itself in a certain way. It didn't marinate. It didn't permeate. Ooh, getting fancy words here. Didn't permeate. Someone once came to the Alter Rebbe and he asked them. This is actually in the Hayom Yom from a few days ago. He said, "What's more important, loving Hashem or loving Jews? What's more important?" I asked the first Lubavitch Rebbe this question. So first he said, "I think they're equal," and then he changed his answer. He said, loving Jews. Why? Because when you love Klal Yisrael, you're loving what your loved one loves. When you love Jews, you're loving what your loved one, Hashem, loves. He says, that's the whole vort of the entire parsha. That's the whole vort of Sfira. That's everything. And that's what Rav Chaim Brisker said. When a person closes a Gemara, to be able to do a chesed, your Gemara is still open. Because when you care about other people, it's all intertwined, it's all interconnected. And that's what he says the whole thing over here. Go to page 2. That's the whole meaning of mitzvah tochacha. And he says, that was the whole meaning of the Baal Shem Tov. Zerach hazeh darcha kol tamidah ha-Baal Shem Tov. K'nir mitzifrem ha-kadoshim shekol divrem v'af tochachos omru benachas v'shava mitoch aves Yisrael amitis v'kagon benomei ha-melech mor v'shemer z'berchaim u'kamat. He says, if you ever look at any of the classical Chassidish Sfarim, the Nomei Melech, the Mor Veshemesh, the Verchaim, he says you'll never ever see them talk negatively about anything. But Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, nothing. Anything, it's always chizik, it's always positive, it's always energetic. It's always looking forward. And I go to the arrow over there. He says, the Mishnah tells us in Avos, B'mem ches tvarim, sh'ator nignes behen, oibis amalkam, oibis abrios. There are 48 ways to be kohen of the Torah, and one of those ways to loving Hashem, and one of those ways to loving people. What does that mean to loving people? Perish, Sheha'oi v'samokum who gam kim oves abrios. Wow. He actually says those two things are connected. When you love Hashem, when you love Torah, that's bringing you to love people. Ki yodeya shalom nicha l'mario l'dover sara albanov zera rachumov b'nei kelchai v'adraba kishalam n'zchus al b'nei so nigrum simcha b'shamayim alachich b'zeh z'avasu al'makum baruchu. And you're doing good things for his children. You're being melamed tzchus on them. Looking for the good in them, like Rabbi Nachman writes. Everyone has a good within them. You're bringing rachamim down. You're bringing mercy down. I know from my own children, when my daughters are getting along, take all the candy you want, take all the Netflix you want, do whatever you want. I don't care. Havdil. Just trying to give the mashal that lamaisa, the Baruch Hashem wants to give us all the treasures in the world. Just wants to see one thing. We're getting along. It's pashut. I think we quoted this before. If you look at the Arizal's kever, if you go to Tzfat, maybe we should have a BRS trip to Tzfat. So on the Arizal's Tzion, it says one thing. It says a few things, but one, the main thing that it says that Arizal said, before you get up to daven, before you get up to pray, you should say, I'm taking upon myself the mitzvah of loving my friend like myself. After all that results his entire life, that's what they decided to put on his tzion. Right? Whatever's put on your tzion, that's like what you're known for, no? What's pshat? Talking to Hashem. What is davening and caring for each other? What does that have to do with each other? It's putting it simple. It's everything. Rabbeinu Shlomo, right before we come in front of the Master of the World, come to in front of our Father, He wants them to see you. Are you davening for your friend? Like the Gemara tells us, you and your friend need something, right? You need something and your friend needs something. You daven for your friend? You get it first because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you care for your friend too? I don't know if that works, like if you only do it because the Gemara says so. I think it has got to come from a genuine place, you know? If you're only doing it for things recording here, but Lamaisa, when we were first zechut to be in the hospital, when our first daughter was born, my ex-girlfriend was across the hall in Inglewood Hospital. So my wife always says, like, focus over here. I was like, I'm just davening for everyone on the floor. I'm not davening. I'm saying, what are the chances, no? What are the chances that my ex-girlfriend, Mamish, that day, that hospital, that floor, at that time? I'm davening for all Jews. She likes to make a whole chagadia about it, make me feel bad. No. Hopefully they're not listening to this. Is that, you can't make these things up, no? Can't make these things up. That's the vort. That's the whole vort of the Parsha. That's the whole vort of Sfira. I truly believe that's the whole vort of Yom HaTzmut. You get Eretz Yisrael 3 years after the war. It's Pasha. Why didn't it come before the war? The Rabbeinu Shlom is very simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you get along, you care for each other, I'm going to give you everything. And that's the whole Indian of the mitzvah, tochecha. Tochecha samisecha. You do it as when you care and you're concerned for others, I'm going to give you everything. So let's just chazer. We start off with the ma'aseh of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, whose yahrzeit is tonight, he said that not only Rav Chaim Bresker said that, people thought he was great. He said, my father was the greatest because he would roam the streets to be able to give. And Rav Chaim Bresker said, when a person closes Gemara to do chesed, his Gemara is still open. When someone who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, then his Gemara is still closed. It's the whole Indian of everything. The chesed of Kushmir, this is so beautiful. It's like Klal Gadol B'Torah. What does it mean, Klal Gadol B'Torah? Yeah. You want to know how your Torah is? Look at your Avos Yisrael. And that's the Zohar. The Zohar says, the Klal Yisrael and the Torah and the Kodesh Baruch are all one. If your learning is not leading you to be a better husband, a better friend, a better Jew, a better doctor, then the learning is great, but it's not... It's not what it could be. It's not what it should be, because when you love each other, when we love our friends, we love Klal Yisrael. We're not fooling around like Kikar Shabbos and yelling and screaming. And you know, I'm just crazy. I watched that video today. I had to turn it off. I couldn't handle watching Jews yelling at other Jews about people who were defending our land. It hurts me. I mean, we love each other. I mean, we're going to have benefit of the doubt on them also because they don't know better.
No.
The Baal Tanya said, when you love Klal Yisrael, it's also showing love to Hashem. Let's just end off with the Maisa. Quick story, because I want to get to the last Niggun. I don't think we've ever said this Maisa before here, but I think it's very apropos. There's certain Rav Shlomo Maisas that really hit you, and there's certain Rav Shlomo Maisas that you never forget. So they say that when this one's called the Ocean of Tears, if you want to look it up online. Rav Yitzchak Avorka and the Chatzker Rebbe were very, very close. And they made a pact. That whoever was going to die first, they were going to come to each other and tell them what the next world's all about. What happened was Rav Yitzchak Avorka passed away. And he was waiting for the Chatzker to be able to... Chatzker was waiting for him to come to him a dream, whatever. He says, obviously we can't be massive what this means, but on our level. And he wasn't coming. So the story goes is that Rav Mendela, the son of Yitzchak Avorka, went to the Kutzker and asked him, "Nu, what's pshat?" And Kutzker said, "Tell me if I'm saying the story." I hope Kutzker said, "He wasn't coming. Your dad wasn't coming to me. Your tati wasn't coming to me. So I went to him." And he gets to the Shemaim and looks at the Malachim and says, "Nu, have you seen my friend Rav Yitzchak? You know, by Vorka, which Amshinov comes from. Avos Yisrael was everything. Loving Jews was everything." And Malachim Tzehel, you just missed him. They went to the Beis Midrash of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, just missed him. Moshe, Yosef, everyone just missed him. Finally, he's going down this path. And the story goes is that he sees this little river. And he runs to the river. And who's sitting there? Yitzchak. And Kutzker turns to Yitzchak Vorka and he says, "No, you said you were going to come to me in a dream. Tell me what the old Memes is all about." And he says, "You see what this river is?" He said, "Yeah, it's a river. It's water." He says, "Not a river. It's the ocean of tears. this ocean of tears of Klal Yisrael. And I swore to the Bono Shem, I swore to myself that I wasn't going to leave these tears until it's all dried up. So Yitzchak Vorka, for him, his olam hazan, his olam haba, everything was Avos Yisrael. Whatever that means, what does that mean, dried up? I don't know what that means. All I know is that he couldn't leave that area because at the end of the day, his focus, his goal in life was caring for other people. And he says, I'm not leaving here until at the end of the day, it's all dried up. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that today will be the last day of tears that on our hearts, our brothers and sisters that were crying. As the Shem should be Zocha, the more that we care for each other, the more we learn, and then the more the learning affects our Avos Yisrael, we'll be Zocha Bez Hashem to see our brothers and sisters, and we'll dance from our hearts to Yishlaim Yer Kodesh Bez Hashem.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Baruch Hashem. Where are we for Yontov?
Yeah. Here?